This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Leadership Town Hall, which is a convening of about 400 CIS leaders from around the CIS network. So that includes 25 states, including D.C. As well. And we convene every year, share best practices, really support each other in kind of the development of our own leadership, and also provide each other with really tangible resources for us to take back to our respective school districts, our states. And we're lucky because this year the convening is here in Dallas. So we're lucky that we get a chance to host these incredibly talented, incredibly thoughtful, smart leaders here in our city.
Covering communities and schools events before, like things like this can kind of give everybody a chance to get under one roof and say, this is working for us. Maybe this is how we can make it work, you know, for another organization too. Everybody can kind of compare notes.
Absolutely. And it's such a critical thing that we do here at Communities and Schools. We're all about partnership and collaboration and understanding that iron sharpens iron. So it really gives us, again, as you mentioned, a chance to come together, share what's working, share what's not working, and really be able to tweak what we're doing in our individual markets all across the country.
Yeah, because like your organization is, we first talk about what your organization does as a whole.
Yeah, so here in Dallas, for example, we're nearly 40 years old as an organization, and we work with school districts directly. We give them trained individuals that operate on their campuses every day, and they work primarily with students that are struggling in three areas. It's generally academics, behavior, and attendance. And our full-time staff is there every day working with those students, really putting together individualized plans to help them overcome whatever barriers they may be facing.
Yeah, and for each kid, that's one of the things I've noticed, like each kid is going to be different. And so, like, you'll kind of tailor the approach to each kid for whatever they need.
No, absolutely. And I think that's, again, one of the unique things about the model is we understand that many of the challenges around education are so multifaceted. And what we do is, again, come in and every child, we look at them holistically, their family dynamics, all the things that matter. And then our site coordinators on campus say, hey, these are the things that we're going to help you do. These are the ways that we're going to support you and really help you overcome whatever those challenges might be.
Where do you go from here after this week?
So we'll go back to our individual markets and hopefully take back all the information that we've learned and been able to share here. For us, we're going to be doubling down on our strategic plan, which we just rolled out, which will include an augmented focus really on mental health. There's been lately a proliferation of mental health challenges that are occurring in our young people. We're also starting to do more work in family engagement. What the data and research tells us is the more engaged parents, guardians, families are, the higher attendance rates we tend to see. And then lastly, also looking at post-secondary success, right? Ensuring that these incredibly talented young people have a plan for when they graduate. And again, this is all about really helping them become the best iterations of themselves.
Yeah, that's true, too, because like when you talk about like that, like we've talked about that before, that socially emotional learning for the kids as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a critical component of what we do, and it's a critical component of student development in general, right, is them being able to be self-aware, being able to understand the challenges that they have, and really being able to have the tools and the skill set to really be able to navigate challenges is something that we try to press upon our students and our families as we're working with them.
Yeah, right. Like when you go into the workplace, you need to be able to work as a group. You need to be able to solve problems together as a group and just kind of figure things out. It's not just we're going to give you the answer and then you have to memorize it.
Absolutely. If we call them those soft skills, right? Like the ability to function within a team, the ability to get along with others, the ability to be emotionally intelligent, like all these things that we know in the workforce are so, so important for success. But oftentimes our students miss that, right? And we focus so much on the chemistry and the math and the history and all these things that are obviously important as well. But sometimes we overlook some of those soft skills, and I think it's important for our kids to have those.